The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a very warm welcome to everybody. It's nice to see you all. It's funny that I find myself saying this, it's nice to see you all, but I mean it. It is kind of nice to be here with you all and to see others. And to practice together, right? It's such a different experience than just practicing alone. And today I'd want to share a poem that's been, I don't know, has touched me in some kind of way. And there's so many different levels to this poem. And one thing I appreciate about it is that there's a number of different interpretations, a number of different ways in, a number of different ways in which we might apply it, including going, I don't know what that's about, and discarding it, right? That's on offer as well. As I said, right, there doesn't have to be any particular way that we show up. And this poem is by David White. Some of you might be familiar with some of his work. He's a contemporary poet. I think he lives in Washington State, but he's a Brit. And he has like lots and lots of poems, like lots of books. There are collections of his poetry. And he said that something that I think is... I don't know, I just found very intriguing, and you can tell he's a poet by the way he describes this. So David White says, poetry is language against which you have no defenses. So this, for me, I'm interpreting that as kind of a way in which, you know, the heart resonates with poetry rather than the mind or the ego or something like this. Poetry is language against which you have no defenses. So in this poem that I'd like to read, that somebody has commented on it, has had analyzed it, or had a few things to say about it. And one thing that they say about this poem is that religious or philosophical opinions are irrelevant when we gaze at the truth of our life. And then maybe I'll unpack that a little bit to say that, and this person who's talking about a David White poem goes on to says that important questions in our lives have to do with universal questions about the human condition, the experiences we all share and must wrestle with. And one of these things that we must wrestle with is to come to peace with trying to live up to the world's expectations while also trying to live authentically. And we might feel like this is an either or proposition that's expected of us, how we've been socialized, or what feels true or authentic, and kind of the meeting of these two different forces maybe. Is a really rich place to investigate, to explore, and to take care of, to really respect and to take care of. And this, of course, is how loving kindness practice can help. It's allow us to recognize that this frontier, this border, this meeting of expectations that we might have, and what feels like most true for us. And I'll just say for me personally, this has been in my life very often a place that's been really rich, and sometimes, you know, really it's raising its head up and making itself known, this border. Okay, so here's this poem. It's entitled Self-Portrait by David White. It doesn't interest me if there is one God or many gods. I want to know if you belong or feel abandoned, if you know despair or see it in others. I want to know if you're prepared to live in the world with its harsh need to change you. If you can look back with firm eyes, saying, "This is where I stand." I want to know if you know how to melt into that fierce heat of living, falling toward the center of your longing. I want to know if you are willing to live day by day with the consequence of love and the bitter, unwanted passion of your sure defeat. I have been told in that fierce embrace, even the gods speak of God. I want to know if you're prepared to live in the world with its harsh need to change you. If you can look back with firm eyes, saying, "This is where I stand." And I think being able to have contact with our lives is part of having contact with our hearts. And gaining familiarity and comfort of peering into, inquiring into, investigating, as well as caring for and holding and respecting what's in our hearts, listening to it, paying attention, loving what's in our hearts. And often loving kindness practice, we, of course, the way that I've been teaching it these times have been, we bring to mind a lovable being. But we bring to mind a lovable being in which we use to help cultivate loving kindness. And then I'm offering reminding us to feel into that felt sense of any sense of well-being or openness, warmth that might arise there. So another way that we might understand loving kindness practice is to gain familiarity with tuning in to the heart's experience. Finding our way, maybe readily, into that space. So that we can meet this border between, maybe there isn't a border, maybe sometimes there is, and maybe this time in your life there isn't at all. But sometimes there might be this sense of what's expected of us and what feels authentic. And we can use our wisdom and our heart. Our heart is telling us to help guide our way there. Okay, so that is an introduction. Let's take an alert, upright posture. A posture that has softness and kindness, as well as represents your intention of being present right now. And we can begin with a few long, slow, deep breaths as a way to connect with our experience with this present moment. Maybe we'll begin with feeling connected to the felt experience of sitting here right now. Maybe starting with the feet, feeling what the feet are touching, what they're connected to. Maybe it's the ground. maybe it's a zabuton, whatever it might be, the carpet, the floor. And the upper legs, feeling which they are connected to, maybe it's the chair, cushion. Feeling the pressure on the body. Feeling your hands and what they are connected to, what they are touching. And then in a simple, relaxed, easy way, we can bring our attention to the sensations of breathing, the movement of the abdomen, the movement of the chest, maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. We don't need to make it complicated, just very simply being with the sensations of breathing. Not that anything in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the experiences, sensations associated with breathing. When you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again. Feeling the expansion, contraction, the tautness or ease of tautness associated with breathing. no reason to have a complicated response when we discover that we're no longer paying attention to the breath. We just start paying attention to the breath. And then to begin our loving kindness practice to help support our connecting to, becoming familiar with heart practices or maybe heart experiences or however you might experience them. We'll start where it's easy. So bring to mind a lovable being. Someone for whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. And then to support your intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can repeat these words, these phrases, while keeping them in mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Let's see if we can connect with the warm-heartedness or your intention for warm-heartedness if there's not actual warm-heartedness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness, to include ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves. Bringing to mind either the experience of being connected to your physical surroundings, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body, or an image of yourself, an image that is for which you can give loving kindness in an uncomplicated way. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Is there a way in which we can connect with our hearts that doesn't ask us to build a wall around them or make them be something that they're not? Can we, in a warm-hearted way, just connect with our warm-heartedness? And in that way, maybe connect to some wisdom about ourselves. And how we might show up in the world. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. if this feels like it's getting too complicated or somehow not the right thing, you can just recommit to the practice, or maybe go back to the lovable being, if that was easier. Whichever feels like the right response for you right now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Then we'll expand our loving kindness to include people that we don't have relationships with, that we don't know. People that perhaps we've never had a conversation with. Sometimes we call these people the neutral people, in the sense that we don't have a warm-hearted feeling, but we don't not have a warm-hearted feeling either. This might be somebody in this Zoom call that you've never seen before or interacted with. Might be somebody that you see occasionally in your neighborhood. Can we extend our loving kindness to specific individuals that we don't know? This is a way to kind of like stretch our capacity, our capability. It's a powerful practice. As opposed to a concept of others, to make it a little bit more tangible, bringing to mind somebody that you don't know, which is sometimes a little bit more difficult to bring to mind. No need to struggle. And to build on the loving kindness that we've been cultivating and to extend it to them. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. maybe connecting to that sense of warm-heartedness, however you experience it, as a support. It's perfectly fine if this doesn't feel quite the same as for a lovable being or for yourself or even for a difficult person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, maybe touching into, tapping into a physical sensation that might be associated with your heart or warm-heartedness, with care, respect, goodwill. And use that as a support for loving kindness for somebody we don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, so this connecting to our hearts So loving kindness, of course, is a way in which we can cultivate loving kindness. Cultivate a feeling of warm-heartedness, goodwill towards others. But in some ways, in order to do that cultivation, requires us or asks us or invites us maybe to connect with our own hearts, with our own warm-heartedness. And it's that movement, that gesture of turning towards connecting to our heart that can be a support for us in all areas of our life. Not because we have to necessarily follow everything that our heart says, because we have wisdom too, of course. And not because we have to believe absolutely everything that our heart says. Sometimes our wounds and our troubles speak to us through our hearts, and we have a wider view sometimes that is available to us. But we want to connect with our hearts so that we can see the whole picture, the big picture, all of what's happening, all aspects of ourselves, so that we can bring that to what the world might be expecting of us or requesting of us or demanding of us. So we can bring that to our sense of where to go next, how to respond, what to do. And in that way, we can show up in a manner in which benefits, of course, ourselves, but others as well. If we are showing up as completely as we can, helps us to be authentic. So I'd like to put you into some small group where you can have an opportunity to talk about some of these ideas. That is, with the poem I read, was kind of the idea of the attention to the interface between what the world is asking of us and our authentic selves. And I'm postulating that, you know, connecting with our hearts is a way in which we can meet that meeting. Or you could talk about the meditation practice and what it's like to do the neutral person, for example, after doing the lovable being or the self. So with these meetings, there, there's no need for one person to dominate and just talk and talk and talk. Of course, it's there'll be a timer so that you can keep an eye on the time and make sure that not one person is speaking too much. Instead, it can be really helpful to just say a few words, a few sentences, not everything you know, and it doesn't have to be your deep, dark secrets. And then allow it to go to the next person, and then the next person, and then the next. And then when it comes back around to you, maybe you will have learned something or have a new idea, or so you can add onto what you heard before. So collectively to create something. Okay, so we'll go in reverse alphabetical order. Is that too complicated? So the person whose screen name starts closest to the letter A goes last. And closest to the letter Z goes first. I hope it doesn't get too complicated. If not, of course, you can do whatever you like. Okay, so have fun. We'll have about 12 minutes. Here we go. So welcome back. We have a few minutes here. Would anybody like to share some comments or some ideas or some reflections? Yes, Joe.
So for a while now, I've been finding that instead of regardless of which being, may you be happy, if I say may we be happy, it's a much sweeter thing. And so anyway.
Thank you. That's such a great idea. May we be happy. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. It's very nice. Adelaide gave a thumbs up, but is that also saying that you like to speak, or is it just a thumbs up? Just a thumbs up, maybe.
It was a thumbs up because we shared together, and I had a reaction to that. That was a bodily reaction, hearing we. So I intend to use that for the neutral person. So I appreciated that from Joe. And if there's a chance to make a note in the chat about the poem and poet, I love poetry and I'd like to know about that, but I don't want to take away from the time. So.
Adelaide, I'll say it's David White, and I know that you know David White. And the poem is called, I think, what, Self-Portrait or Self? I forgot to write. Let's see here. Yeah, Self-Portrait. So Self-Portrait by David White.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Abraham.
Hi. It's in our group, it was a very common theme that when we have unhappy feelings, low-grade depression, whatever, what an antidote, a loving kindness for, if you can do it for somebody else that's an uncomplicated relationship with, then fine, or to, for yourself. What an antidote to feelings of despair or things aren't good enough. It was very touching.
Mm. Thank you, Abraham. Yeah, this loving kindness practice, right? It just touches so many areas of our lives and opens doors and provides some strength as well as some antidotes. And it's quite something. It's a beautiful thing. And I love that we're exploring this together, right? During happy hour, you guys keep on showing up and me and Nikki keep on giving teachings and together we're kind of like going on this journey to really see, okay, loving kindness, well, how many different ways can we work with it, explore it? So thank you all. And I wish you all a wonderful evening. I wish you all some happiness and ease and safety and well-being. And I'll unmute us all so we can say goodbye. Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Good night.
See you in a week.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Christine, what tribe is this?
We should give it a name, maybe. But this definitely feels like a tribe to me now. A sense of belonging.
Sense of belonging. Beautiful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.